Officer. Representatives of media houses, you are all welcome. We have an agenda in front of us. I think before I ask for adoption, I have to be upfront in trying to do some explanation.
Sorry, ma'am, I can't hear.
Sorry?
You can't hear, ma'am.
Oh, it's on.
Can you just come in front of your face, maybe the mic, Madam Chair?
Sorry?
If the microphone can be in front of your...
He haven't.
Yeah, that will help us, thank you.
Is it better now?
Is
it better now?
Yes, that's better, thank you.
Okay. Ma'am. Okay, thank you. Honourable members, when we agend... On Tuesday, there was a proposal for exit interviews to be conducted, which I think we all saw a need and we all agreed to. But there have been developments in Parliament around the program that if we really expect to come to them close to the date of arising of Parliament, there might be problems. So there's a sense of urgency for us to finish our work so that there's an indication as to when are they getting the names. Then we really looked at what is important to do, but which can wait maybe for a shareholder, like the exit interviews, and just look at what is critical in terms of the Broadcasting Act to do. Hence, we thought the sooner we shortlist, the better. So I would really like to apologize for any inconvenience that this might have caused, but I hope in the spirit of the commitments of the members, people have said we'll give this a priority all the time, and we all had to put aside whatever we wanted to do so as to make sure that we go through this exercise. So hence the agenda of today. We then have this, the two-item agenda. Is the adoption of amended 2019 first term draft committee program and the shortlisting of candidates for South African Broadcasting Corporation. And again, for today, we thought it will be difficult to do shortlist for both. Hence, we focused on the SABC board. So that's the agenda that is in front of us, those two items, honourable members. I don't have any apologies. Yes, sir.
Chair, can I come in?
Yes, please.
Okay. No, Chair, I think I'm coming in to... indeed be with you and raise a hand to support the meeting proceeding today on the basis of the fact that you are saying the parliamentary program gives us pressure that the exit interviews may not be held now. It could be a matter of a later stage. But it's important that we proceed with the shortlisting because I think time is not on our side. Also raising my hand to confirm my understanding and raising that with regard to the MDDA, we have it shelved and we proceed with only the SABC. So I'm raising on that to propose that. I think, Chair, you are correct. We may amend the agenda in that fashion. Thanks.
Chair, I also, on the NDDA, I want to just ask why we're not going to proceed. And in the previous meeting, I asked the question about the rumors, or the, we heard that USASA and NDDA is going to merge. You said that there will be feedback on that matter, and I also want to know with regards then towards that, how the process of the NDDA board nominees will affect that, and how those two, if the merge should take place, what will the outcome of that be? How will that influence this whole process that we're going to do?
Chair, I must say I'm very pleased that we are shortlisting. I was very disappointed on Tuesday that the process was derailed, but we are moving on from that and we're moving forward. So I'm happy that we're shortlisting. I'd like to request that the vetting process begin immediately so that that isn't another issue that causes a delay. So as soon as we finish shortlisting, the process must start. And we can interview while the process is ongoing, so we do not have to wait for the vetting to be done. The vetting must start, and we must interview, and then when we decide, we can have that information. But I don't think that should be something that stops us from interviewing. And then I know some members are very, very attached to the idea of exit interviews. So there is a briefing by the minister on the 14th of March on the state of the department and its entities. If members would like to have exit interviews to better understand what's happening at the SABC, there's an opportunity. But certainly, I don't think it's a good idea to have. We don't have time to do exit interviews before we start the process of shortlisting. I'm very pleased, Chair, that sanity has prevailed and we're moving forward. Thanks, Chair.
Honourable Machoba, thank you very much, Honourable Members.
Thank you. I want to second the move of dealing with the SABC board. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Oh, the big doctor. Honourable Member.
Thank you, Chairperson. That's fine. We've been ready to shortlist, so we can do that. But let's get introduction, because it looks like we have new members who have joined us, so that we know who is who. I mean, this is a shortlist. It's not an ordinary committee meeting. It's a very specific project we're dealing with here. Because I know that if I raise the question of a quorum, I'll be told I'm delaying. But at least let's get our honorable members to be introduced to us, since we're going to be very rigorous. We at least should refer to each other in name. I don't know if that is in order, Chairperson.
I think, honorable member, it's always a good thing to get to know each other and for people to open their mouths in the committee. Dade Galako.
Thank you, Chair. We have two comrades who have joined us. They will introduce which are to make the ANC full complement. They will introduce themselves. Who will start from who comrade next to who? Chatler. No.
Lina la ke nna Rosina Semenya. ke nna le lokola parliament ke tsere oath mo parliament. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Chair. My name is Nokolo Phoebe Abraham, MP.
Thank you very much, honorable members. I hope you will enjoy working with us. We appreciate your coming. Thank you very much. So the agenda has been adopted, but honorable members, I don't know whether I'm spoiling things now. The issue of MDDA, I don't think we've reached a point where we say we'll drop the shortlisting. As far as I know, we're on track. It's just that we have to prioritize according to the strategy. Hence, we had to prioritize this function. But I see your hand, Honorable Kalago.
No, Chair, you are correct. My understanding is that we are not dropping. We are pressed by time now for this SABC thing. But it will be until the rumors you are talking about, also I know them, I've heard them, you are correct. But at the moment, that cannot be a reason or a justification from us, because until the minister come before us, and engage and explain that, or we get a clear, you know, official thing from the ministry and the department. So my understanding, we're not dropping until such time we get that.
So, honorable members, let's then continue with our work. The item then, really the main item, is on shortlisting. Yes, Honorable.
Chair, as per usually what we do here, it's a pity we didn't meet before this, because there was this up and down. I would request just we be given just a 10 minutes to just interact as parties on names we have and see if we are not going to make the process easy, if we are not going to meet each other halfway, so that we don't spend time arguing about names. Definitely there will be those that we argue about, but this might, I wanted just to request that break.
So there is a request for political party representatives to meet. I don't know whether there's an office close by here or they just
somewhere. Fine.
So we'll then adjourn for 10 minutes to allow the political party interaction, and then what is 10 minutes? We'll proceed at 22 to 11. Thank you very much.
Oh, he's a defendant.
He was, yeah.
Mm.
He was detained, and then he was put on trial at that time.
Oh.
A long trial.
I could just...
Honorable members, would like an indication as to whether we are all ready now to start with the process.
Yes, Chair, we are ready to start with the process. Or the mic.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Chair, because we've reconciled a short list, Honorable Kalako, which is really preliminary, and it's based on us having to speak to these people through interviews and all of that. We have vast disagreements, but we have found a consensus of the 24 that we must call. Can I request, with the indulgence of honorable members, that Honorable Kalago can read the 24 names, if it's fine with everyone.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. Honorable Van Damme.
Yes, indeed. Just to echo Honorable Ndlozi, we've agreed on 24 names. This is not to say that we agree with all the candidates. I mean, the real point is the interviews, where we get to probe candidates. So we've agreed on names. I'm happy to read out the names that we are putting forward, and Honorable Kalako can read the names. And then really the process is the interviews, where we properly select the board. I think this is just preliminary. We just don't agree on a lot of the candidates, but they don't agree with our candidates, but interviews is where we sort of sort the chaff from the wheat. So I'm happy with where we are now, and we can proceed.
No, Chair, it's fine. I think we can proceed, but he's reading the names. But I can confirm, as they are saying, the colleagues, we definitely, differently, we have checked the CVs. But the real matter is when we interview, where we will again be looking at who are the suitable candidates. This is just a short list. If you agree, Chair, I can continue, if you permit me to continue reading the ANC names.
Would you prefer that each representative reads out his, or you just read out the 24 names?
No, Chair, I will suggest for purposes of recording, each party can just read the names.
Do you want to start? You're
yes.
Ready to start. Okay, then. Thank you. Honorable Kalako.
Chair, our first name is Mr. Gift Buthelezi. The second one is Advocate Benjamin Lekalakala. The third one is Mr. Ngosa.
Sorry to interrupt you. For the sake of the Secretariat, maybe if you can give the numbers.
No. It's right.
Okay.
Oh. Okay then.
Okay.
We said okay. Gift is number 6. That is Buthelezi. Mr. Advocate Lekalakala is number 20. Mr. Nkosana Mbokane is number 35. Number 40, Matthews Mufokeng. Number 41, Ms. Mamutupi Mushala Mulautzi. Number 49, Ms. Benedict Muthei. Number 59, Ms. Jasmine Patel. Number 65, Advocate Naketi Ribane. Number 72, Dr. Marcia Soltikwa. Number 88, Buthelezi. That
That's Mr. Sipile Buthelezi. Number 92, Professor Cooper Seth Sivan. That's 92. Number 125, Mr. Maimela, David Maimela. Number 148, Mr. Mukola Biake. Number 173, Advocate Nevonwe Lufuno. Number 190, Miss Papaya, that is Mary, Miss Mary Papaya. Number 234, Luvwani Matsila. 235, Mr. J.S. Danana. Those are the names. Are they 60?
You called 72. We
don't have them. Oh, we don't have them. Yeah.
Mm.
Oh. But to suggest, can I have a papa?
Thank you very much. We've all heard the names as they were called out, and also the emphasis that really the final determination will be the presentation of members, the interviews, and of course the needed skills when we interview. Thank you very much. Honorable Van Damme?
Yes, Chair, you're absolutely correct. We make this decision based on CVs. Obviously, we're going to do more intensive research once we have the short list of all the candidates. So on our side, Mr. Itani CFC, number 220. Mr. Rowan Nichols, 178. Mr. Mfano Zwele Shozi, number 230. Ms. Nogozola Ahrens, number 95. Ms. Mabato Ramakoshi, 196. Mr. William Malema Ramoshaba, I don't think there's relation to Mr. Julius Malema. It's his middle name, Malema. William Malema Ramashaba, number 198.
Okay, thank you very much. You have heard all those names.
Maria Sotuikwa, and number 155.
wife is the former CEO, Lulama Mukubo.
Thank you very much. These are the names then that we have, which now are public knowledge, as we are expected to make the public aware. I assume they'll be on the parliamentary website. So.
Thank you, Chair. And now that we have a short list, while we're still here, we have the important matter of the chairperson of ICASA. Two meetings ago, we decided that we will draft a resolution in terms of the ICASA Act, saying that he no longer qualifies for the board for presentation at the National Assembly. So can we please finalize that so that we can put that to the National Assembly? I think the matter has been delayed for too long because we've been focused on other issues, but that's an important one. So if we can agree on the wording of the resolution now and finish it up since we still have time, and then it can be put to the NA. Thanks, Chair.
Yeah, okay. Honorable Kalago.
No, Chair, I agree. I don't have a problem. We can look into that. I wanted us to dispose of this one. Because we are on this one, we dispose of it, because I wanted to put something on, to say something around it.
Which one?
The shortlisting, and if you were finished, then I wanted, so that we get into the internet. Mm.
Okay, the secretary will then take us through the report, so that we formally adopt it on the shortlisting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning, Honourable Members. This is a progress report of the Portfolio Committee on Communications on the filling of 8 vacancies on the South African Broadcasting Corporation Board, dated 28 February 2019. The Portfolio Committee on Communications, having considered the request of the Minister of Communication and the President of the Republic of South Africa to commence with the filling of 8 vacancies on the SABC board, reports as follows. A letter dated 10 May 2018 was received from the Minister of Communications informing the National Assembly of the resignations of Ms. Rachel Kalidas and Ms. Phoebe Borgitar Kubule from the SABC board, as well as the declining by Ms. Nomvu Yusuf Baki of the offer to be appointed to the board, and requesting the National Assembly to recommend candidates for appointment in terms of Section 13 of the Broadcasting Act for the unexpired portion of the period for which Ms. Kalidas and Ms. Potkhiter Kubule were appointed, and for the unexpired portion for which Ms. Baki would have been appointed. A second letter dated 11 July 2018 was received from the Minister of Communications informing the National Assembly of the resignation of Mr. Victor Rambau in terms of Section 15(2) of the Broadcasting Act from the SABC Board with effect from 29 June 2018, and requesting the National Assembly to recommend a candidate for appointment in terms of Section 13 of the Broadcasting Act for the unexpired portion of the period for which Mr. Rambau was appointed, which is until 15 October 2022. The committee advertised the call for persons to be nominated to serve on the SABC board and received 80 nominations. On 16 October, the committee deliberated and unanimously agreed that the following candidate be shortlisted for interviews: Mr. Kevin Jones, Advocate Likalakala Mochedi, Mr. Thabo Lishilo, Mr. Deliza Matikiza, Ms. Unati Makwenchu, Ms. Vuyokazi Makubalo, Mr. Matthews Mufukeng, Ms. Benedict Musien, Mr. Michel Naidu, Ms. Toza Manene, Mr. Michael Murik, and Ms. Jasmina Patel. The names of the shortlisted candidates were published on the parliamentary website for public comment for a period of 7 working days. The interview was scheduled for Tuesday, 30 October 2018, and later postponed to 6 November 2018 due to unavailability of candidates. However, a number of candidates withdrew from the process before the committee could conduct interviews. It was at this stage that the committee resolved to re-advertise the four SABC board vacancies, together with the four new vacancies which arose as a result of the resignation of Mr. Krishna Idu, Ms. Kanyisi Lekoyama, Mr. John Matison, and Mr. Matata Tsedu. The eight vacancies were re-advertised on 11 December 2018 with a closing date of 21 December 2018. An additional 153 applications were received, which when added with the previous applications totaled 233. On 19 February, the committee met to discuss the SABC board appointment process, and on 28 February, which is today, the committee agreed that the following candidates be shortlisted for interviews for the SABC board: Mr. Gift Mutelezi, Advocate Benjamin Kalakala, Mr. Nkosana Mbukane, Advocate Matthias Mufukeng, Ms. Mamuduti Mushala Mulawuti, Ms. Benedict Musian, Ms. Jasmine Patel, Advocate Nakedi Ribane, Dr. Moshia Sotukwa, Mr. Sipile Mutelezi, Prof. Seth Cooper, Mr. David Maimela, Mr. Mbiyake Mkolo, Advocate Lufuno Mivondwe, Ms. Mary Papaya, Chief Lubuwani Matsila, Mr. Senditanana, Mr. Itani Tsietsi, Mr. Rowan Nichols, Mr. Mfano Zelwe Shozi, Ms. Nobuzola Evans, Mr. Ramakoshi, Mr. William Malima Ramushaba, and Ms. Lulama Mukobo. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Here's the report. Can I get a mover and a seconder?
I move for adoption of the report, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you.
Chair, I second the motion. Thank you. The report that it be adopted.
Okay. Okay. Well, with regard to the issue of the chairperson of ICASA, the committee was clear, unambiguous, in terms of wanting to ensure that the resolution which was developed by the committee be implemented ASP. I think the secretariat will really have to engage the legal services section of parliament so as to ensure that we don't delay any further. We hope you can get clearance from them as soon as possible. Please, yeah. Yes,
Kalago? Yes, Chair, as they develop the resolution, I wanted to propose, because we were clear, we take a clear decision that the chair must be removed. So they must develop it for submission to the presiding officers so that it goes to the members. I'm avoiding it come back again, it delays, it works for, it wait for the meeting again to convene. Because we're clear that the chair must be removed now, so that processes of ICASA can continue without having a threat of being challenged.
Thank you very much, Honorable Kalago. The Secretary wanted to talk to this.
Thank you, Chairperson, once again. Chairperson, just to assist members, previously the committee adopted a report which recommended removal. However, that report was returned to the committee for further consideration, and it was then the committee adopted another report recommending suspension until the finalization of the matter, and that report was tabled. However, Chairperson, after the latest developments, we have already consulted with legal, which I believe they are also in consultation with Mr. Musaluha's legal representation, to ascertain exactly what is being appealed, which will then assist this committee going forward. at which we should be having a feedback very soon, Chair. Thank you so much.
Yeah, but what's important is really the resolution of the committee. Honorable Josie?
Yeah, that report is not assisting. We want the removal of the chairperson, so we want a resolution that allows us to say he's removed. And then it can be defeated in Parliament, but that's what we're looking for. We don't want a consultation with his lawyers, because whether there's an appeal or not, it matters not to us. It's no longer material. I thought what he's going to say in the final, he's not listening, this secretary. I'm saying that we're not interested in what you said, Chief. What we want is a draft resolution which says he is no longer the ICASA chairperson, and therefore then the process must kickstart to replace him. And there shouldn't be consultation with him. Parliament should not be talking to his lawyers. I'm very shocked, actually, because once the court took a decision, we don't care if there's an appeal or not. The institution of ICASA cannot be held at ransom like that. So can you give us a resolution? If you don't have it, then we must decide whether we're doing it for ourselves, because then we don't have a secretary. Or we take a decision, Honorable Galago, that will serve as the first item on Tuesday before we proceed with the interviews, so that it can serve in Parliament. I take it that you will want to, at that stage, that's the only time you consult with the lawyers of Parliament how to properly weigh such a resolution. Not consult with the lawyers of a person found guilty of how we're going to draft our own resolution. So I'm not sure if it's loud and clear. When can't you allow me to finish? If you say, sorry, it's disrupting. That's not an excuse.
Are you done, Honorable?
Thank you, I'm done. So protection is where. You don't protect that
for now. Nobody protects me. I fight my battles, so maybe you must fight your battles as well. Honorable Fandam.
Thanks, Chair. Yes, this guy was found guilty a long time ago. And a mistake was made that his lawyers consulted with the Speaker's office and they made a deal, which was wrong, because we as this committee are the people who appoint the ICASA Council. So the deal that was made with the Speaker was illegal. So he has now been convicted, and he's appealing his sentence, not his conviction. And in terms of the ICASA Act, conviction means you are disqualified. It's sufficient. So as Honorable Ndlozi said, just please draft a resolution. It's very simple. In terms of section Banban of the ICASA Act, Mr. Ruben Mosloga no longer qualifies to serve on the ICASA Council. Please go. Simple.
Honorable Baba, thank you.
No, Chair, I think despite of what may have been raised now, I think it's fair that we propose that on next Tuesday, the matter serve before us, then we really look at it and that resolution, and then so that we then could have it agreed to. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. Do you want to...
Yes, Chair. I don't know if... Because we've got time now. If maybe Tembinkosi can... we can already, as a committee together, put something together. Maybe Tembinkosi has already written something he can read to us, and then it can go to the National Assembly. So that next week, we can just deal with interviews. Tembinkosi, you've done this thing before, my friend. Come on.
I wanted to... No, I wanted to protect him because when we discussed this, he was off sick. The committee was resolute. You know, I had even spoken to the deputy speaker that we can no longer wait on the day when he was sentenced. So that's why he's a little... The resolution that the committee came up with, I mean, is a very good one. I think all what we need is to make sure that it's submitted. Yeah. He was off sick. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, honorable members. Meeting adjourned. Thank you. Thank you.
Lunana.